Toronto. Some of the most active companies traded Thursday on the Toronto Stock Exchange. Toronto Stock Exchange, 20,215.36, down 86.75 points. Enbridge Inc., TSX, ENB, Energy, down 45 cents, or 0.93%, to $47.87 on 11.3 million shares. Suncor Energy Inc., TSX, SU, Energy, down 22 cents, or 0.97%, to $22.53 on 10.1 million shares. Nevada Copper Corp., TSX, NCU, Basic Materials, down 2 cents, or 18.2%, to 9 cents on 10.1 million shares. Canadian Natural Resources Limited, TSX, CNQ, Energy, down 53 cents, or 1.34%, to $39.01 on 7.4 million shares. Sun Life Financial Inc., TSX, SFU, Financials, up 15 cents, or 0.23%, to $66.13 on 5.9 million shares. Cenovus Energy Inc., TSX, CVE, Energy, down 18 cents, or 1.86%, to $9.50 on 5.2 million shares. Companies in the news, Fairfax Financial Holdings Limited, TSX, FFH, down $1.01 or 0.18% to $565.71. Toys R Us and Babies R Us Canada are getting a new owner, who is already full of ideas for how to revamp the retailer. Putman Investments said Thursday that it will purchase the Von Aunt-based brand and its 81 toy and children's stores from affiliates of Fairfax Financial Holdings Limited. The company didn't reveal the deal's value, but Fairfax Chief Executive Prem Watsa said in a statement that his company will benefit from a continuing royalty stream and keep the real estate it acquired when buying the retailer for $300 million in 2018 from its U.S. parent, which had filed for bankruptcy protection. Doug Putman, who runs the family-owned and Ancaster, Aunt-based investment firm, said he pursued the deal because he felt Toys R Us and Babies R Us Canada were a fantastic fit for his company given his experience overhauling iconic retailers. Canadian National Railway Company, TSX, CNR. Up $2.10 or 1.56% to $136.55. Kansas City Southern is delaying a shareholder vote on Canadian National Railway Co.'s takeover bid until September 3 as it continues to wait for a U.S. regulator to rule on a key voting trust. The vote was set for Thursday, but the U.S. Railway said it will wait until after the decision by the U.S. Surface Transportation Board to hold the vote. The U.S. Railway regulator has said it expects to release its decision on the voting trust by the end of August. The trust would allow KCS to remain independent while a full review of the transaction is conducted, but allow shareholders to be paid without having to wait for a final decision on the deal. The KCS board is backing the CN proposal over a rival offer by Canadian Pacific Railway Limited. CN's offer is valued at $33.6 billion, while CP Rail has made a bid valued at $31 billion. Both proposals include the assumption of about $3.8 billion of KCS debt. This report by the Canadian Press was first published August 19, 2021. The Canadian Press.